thank you for all that you've been through. It's been you when I'm sad, you when I'm lonely. It's been you through thick and through thin. And when my heart broke so bad that I thought I should have died, you took the saving form of something deep fried. And when I was a pimple loser back in seventh grade, all my friends abandoned me, but you stayed. This is a song for you, food. You're spicy, sweet. You're always in the mood. So glad to see me, you don't cop an attitude. You're so good going down. Rapper D, okay. Those ladies on their Stairmaster and stationary bike, well, they look to me like they're all on some sort of hunger strike. It's a tragic ticking time bomb. You know one's gonna go nuts. A hostage situation, binging at a Dunkin' Donuts. But
well,
okay.
Welcome
it's
to Dishing Up Nutrition. Sure. I'm Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist. And we started out with different music today, Wendy. Huh, interesting.
Yes, we did.
So
this
we never know
other,
what's
this,
going on.
This happened every, the other week,
yep,
too.
Yep, every time we have a new producer. And I just
sorry about
it.
That. This is just the one that was on the log. I apologize.
You know, my family often accuses me of having only two interests in life.
I bet I know what one of them is.
Well, my family's one and nutrition's other one.
That's right.
And so I really thank everyone for listening today so I can share my passion. And to bring in my family, next week, my daughter, Christy, who is just completing her master's degree in nutrition, will join Christina and me to talk about the role nutrition plays in your memory.
And she's studied long and hard for that, hasn't she, Dad?
She's got a great memory, much better than her mother's. So today, that voice over there is Wendy Cates Dancer as our co-host. Wendy is a registered nurse, a nutrition educator, and a nutrition counselor. And the neat thing about Wendy is that she really practices what she teaches. She doesn't go and eat those candy bars in the closet or anything like that. So welcome, Wendy.
And, that brings back memories, though.
You know, the one neat thing about Wendy is she makes this show fun. Always when I'm with her, it's fun, but it's informative, which is even more important, I think.
Yeah, that is very important. Yeah. What a great topic we have today. And I'm just looking at our topic going, okay, how can we make this fun? How to prevent osteoporosis and what to do if you already have it, or osteopenia, which is the beginning of osteoporosis.
Yeah, those are two big words. So, you know, a recent study found that 80% of older women would rather be dead than confined to a nursing home with a broken hip. You know, my friend Carolyn's mother, you know, she used to live in Duluth. She was a healthy 95-year-old woman until her hip broke when she was up using the bathroom. You know, the pain and the pain meds really changed her sharp mind that always in the past had allowed her to engage in intellectual conversations. And she turned out to be a bent-over, drooling woman who just quit. She couldn't talk, or she just quit talking. And the last couple of years, she remained bedridden and depressed. And finally, she just stopped eating and passed away. So actually, that broken hip cost her her life.
And Dar, I've seen that over and over and over again. And I know I can't remember the latest statistics I read, but I know, you know, when I was doing hands-on care, 60% of people that fracture their hip die of a fat embolism or you know, the immobility within a year after they fracture their hip. And I also read something recently that was even higher than that. But that's pretty scary, isn't it?
It is. It is.
That's really scary. Thinning fragile bones, osteoporosis, is for the most part a lifestyle nutritional problem. And the real solution and effective treatment is correct nutrition and exercise.
You know, Sally Fields, you know, she's an actress and she recommends the drug Boniva, which is kind of similar to Fosamax, to correct her osteoporosis. You see her on commercials all the time.
Yes, I've seen her.
So if osteoporosis is a nutrition and lifestyle problem, I might ask as a nutritionist, you know, would you consult a nutritionist or would you go talk to an actress? So, you know, I really like the show's brothers and sisters, and Sally Fields does a great job as an actress. But personally, I wouldn't consult her if I had osteoporosis. I'm sorry.
I don't think I'd call her up either. So what causes low bone density? Let's examine some of the lifestyle habits that some people may have that are contributing to that.
You know, yesterday, Wendy, I was seeing a lady that she's 42 years old, and I think of that as being young.
I do,
and
too.
And she's already been diagnosed with osteoporosis.
From where we're sitting, Dar, that is young.
And she said, I've been diagnosed because I've had a bone density test taken. And she said, I bet all my friends would have osteoporosis also because we followed the same lifestyle habits.
Right.
We drank 4 to 6 cans of Diet Pop a day.
Yep.
We ate low fat. And they ate higher carbohydrate, higher sugar, low fat. So she said, I bet if they went out and tested people, we'd all have osteoporosis now. So she was in there to change it.
Good. Good for her. 42.
42.
And now we have seen people even younger than that, which is
scary. Oh, yes, we have.
And we know, don't we, Dar, that all soda, sugar soda and diet soda, doesn't matter, robs the bone of calcium and other minerals.
You know, the other thing that happens is when you do this low-fat, high-carbohydrate eating, you know, so if you're doing the low-fat yogurt or the no-fat yogurt or the bagels, the popcorn, the cereals, the muffins. And, you know, we talk about this a lot on the show, that these all turn into sugar really fast. And the thing is that happens is that sugar actually leaches or pulls calcium and other minerals right out of the bones.
Yeah.
So it's pretty harmful when you start to think about that.
Yeah, and then we carbonate that in a soda, and it becomes even worse. For our bones, low-fat eating is a real problem. Bones actually need fat to make the fatty acid mesh that the minerals attach to. You know, this makes strong bones.
You know, Wendy, I thought the one of the things when I was at a conference several years ago, and we often talk about Mary Enig, who is the she is the researcher. She's done 50 years of research on fats and oils, and she's actually the person that has been instrumental in getting trans fats out of the marketplace, or at least on the labels.
And getting people educated.
Getting people educated. And when I was attending one of her conferences about 8 years ago, she was talking and explaining this fatty acid mesh that the bones actually need for minerals to attach to. And that was just like eye-opening to me.
Of course, yeah.
And I think, you know, she is really so instrumental in helping people become educated about fats and oils. And I think we carry her message. And that's because we're really trying to make a difference with people's lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, yeah. And their quality of life. And today we're talking about bones. And, you know, we need our bones to, they're really the structure of our bodies.
So, you know, when you look at another group of people, we know that people with eating disorders often end up with weak, fragile bones. And I actually had a client that had broken 44 bones the year before, and she was very young. I mean, she was in her 20s. And so it's a combination of things. It's the lack of protein and the lack of fat that often leads to osteoporosis. And, of course, those are the two things that people with eating disorders often give up. Fat and protein.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And they end up with, you know, fractures that little kids get, you know, when their bones are still soft.
Right.
So, and that's why we also find so many vegetarians
sometimes
who have osteoporosis.
That's right.
You know, and I love, this is what I love. I love the vegetarians that come in and they don't eat vegetables. Don't you? They're eating Pop-Tarts and,
yes.
you know.
That's
lots
right.
and lots of refined wheat products.
Yes, exactly. You know, I think another thing to take a look at, if you've got some fragile bones or if you've got a little osteoporosis, osteopenia, you have to take a look at some of the medications that you might be taking because some of them lead to bone thinning. I think everyone knows that cortisone and prednisone, you know, for people that have to use it for asthma or arthritis, that really does thin bones. And people have to really eat much more carefully in order to protect their bones if they're taking these medications.
Yeah, exactly. And we can't forget also, Dar, the lack of sunshine. Vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, is very crucial for the absorption of calcium and healthy bones.
You know, I think that the show that we did on vitamin D, we probably had more calls.
Tons
on that.
Of calls, yeah.
Tons of calls on that. And people are, again, are starting to realize that vitamin D is really important. You know, we look at, go ahead, you were going to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, speaking of which, I'm not sure why, but I don't know if you experience this too, Dar, but I have client after client after client that comes in, and they're very sick. They have all kinds of things going on. And the one supplement they bring in is 1,500 milligrams of calcium carbonate. I mean, it's like somehow they got into their head that they need all this calcium,
right?
But they don't understand, you know, the bones are not just about calcium.
That's right. And we're actually, later in the show, we're going to talk about the types of calcium that you really should be taking. And so, you know, you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition.
It's time for a break already.
Yes, it is. Brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition.
We're not actresses.
Nope. According to the Journal of American Medical Association, senior citizens who took tranquilizers suffer 70% more hip fractures than other seniors their age. So if you have questions about bone health today, call us at 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Cates Dancer, registered nurse, and I'm here with Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist. And we are talking about osteoporosis today. And we just want everyone to know that we have a class, a great class, called Bone Bone Building Foods. And you can take this class in New Hope this next Wednesday, the 26th, from 10 to noon. Burnsville on the 24th of April from 7 to 9 p.m. or St. Paul from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on May 14th. Go to our website and look up the classes. I know I said that pretty fast, but weightandwellness.com, or feel free to call our office. Hannah's there today. Hi, Hannah. And she can let you know, give you more information. Our office number is 651-699-3438.
I think it's one of our...
It's one of our best classes. My favorite class. I always say that at the beginning of everything I teach. This is my favorite class, because it is.
Well,
there's so much wonderful
class.
Information. Well, we need to have all this information.
For people to make the right decisions about their bones.
Yeah, we do. And if you have questions for us about your bones, give us a call here at the station, 651-641-1071. And we have several callers right now, Dar, right?
So, yes, we do. Hi, Barb. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today?
Yes, I do.
Hi there.
I am, 5 years ago, I had breast cancer and colon cancer, so I had a colectomy and mastectomy, bilateral. Anyway, and I am now, he told me, I've been taking Fosamax along with Osteobiflex and calcium, okay? He told me I didn't have to take the Fosamax anymore.
Wonderful.
Oh, okay. I just wondered if he said it. I says, oh, really? And he says, well, if you want to, you don't have to. But so I really don't have to? I only had I'm 68 years old, and I only had about a 3% bone loss on my last.
Well, I think it's really important for you to take the right type of calcium.
Right.
And also to build in foods that are really bone-building foods.
Right.
And, you know, later on in the show, Barb, Wendy's got a recipe that we're going to share with people about a bone-building soup recipe, but we include all those in our classes. So, you know, because you've got a malabsorption problem going, you're going to have to make sure that you have the right kind of calcium. And I don't know, we have a product that's called Pro Bono.
And, we love it.
And it's you know what? It helps people. I mean, they go from osteopenia or osteoporosis into osteopenia, and from osteopenia into normal bone structure with that product. And
well, it's 3% bone loss. So that's not very bad for a 68-year-old.
I think any bone loss is bad.
Yeah, that's not good. Not good.
You know, because you're going to live to 100 now, you know.
Probably.
So you got to have strong bones to be, you know. So
yeah.
I think, you know, always take a calcium citrate form of calcium.
Okay, so then the Fosamax isn't really that important for right now?
It doesn't sound like. It doesn't sound like, you know, it's... You know, the thing is...
Well, should we talk about Fosamax?
Sure, let's talk about it.
Why don't we just talk about Fosamax?
Okay, because he's, you know, he had no... I just saw the oncologist the other day, and he said I could quit taking that if I wanted to.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, because, you know, Fosamax really, it prevents the... what it's doing is it's like just recycling old bone. It's preventing the growth of new bone. It stops the new bone growth.
And I think that's one of the things that's hard for people to understand is that your bones are alive.
They're alive. They're dynamic. They're continually. You have osteoclasts and osteoblasts.
Right.
They're breaking down and they're reforming.
Oh,
and
okay.
What Fosamax does is prevent the breaking down. So you really are ending up, it looks on the x-ray like you have more bone, but it's old, brittle bone.
And it has lots. I did not realize that. Okay.
It has lots of side effects. One of them is called osteonecrosis, which is actually deterioration of your jawbone.
Okay.
And so it has a lot of side effects.
Okay, well, good.
So, yes.
So the things that you need to build bone is protein.
Right.
Healthy fats.
Vitamin D.
And the right kinds of calcium and other, I mean, there's certainly other types of minerals that you need also besides just calcium.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at a calcium supplement, you know, you got to make sure you're not taking calcium carbonate. And then you got to make sure that you're including all these other
Should be taking calcium carbonate?
No,
absolutely.
Not carbonate.
No, not carbonate.
You want calcium citrate. C-I-T-R-A-T-E.
Citrate, okay, because I just looked at my bottle of calcium and it is calcium carbonate.
Throw it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Throw that out and with your Fosamax and start taking some good calcium citrate. And
okay. Barb, I'm not sure what part of town you live in.
Yeah.
But can you go to one of our classes? They're through the community education. They're like $25 or $30, 2 hours. These are great classes.
I live in Eagan.
Oh, Burnsville would be great for you.
Yeah, Bone Building Foods class. You want to look for that on our website?
Or call Hannah.
Call Hannah at 651-699-3438, and she can guide you to where the class is.
3438, tell me the 651.
699.
Oh, okay.
3438,
gotcha.
And she can tell you what class is closest to you.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, you, Barb.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay, we've got lots more callers. So,
Christine, you have a question for us? Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yeah, hi. I love your program.
Thank you very much.
Let's see. What I'm wondering is I quit drinking all pop years ago, and I stick mostly to water, but I drink carbonated water. And you said something about carbonation. Like, I drink the sparkling waters.
I think it's okay to drink one can of that or one bottle of that a day, but too much is still not good for your bones.
So what does the carbonation do? Does it deplete the bones? Or
it does to some extent, yes. Not like pop does.
Yeah, it's
still
not as bad because you don't have the sugar.
Okay. So the carbonated water is okay one or two a day?
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And can I also just say, you know, a lot of people, when they go to their doctors and ask nutrition questions, I just, from my personal experience, they don't know as much as a nutritionist.
Well, that's from our personal experience.
Yeah.
We've had that same experience.
Nutrition, ask nutritionists, but your doctor might be able to help you better.
Thank
just
you.
Just wanted to say that.
Love it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Christine.
So, Wendy, we have to take a break again.
Those come up so fast.
Yes, it does. And so you are, you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, we're a company that actually specializes in providing life-changing nutrition education. So if you have a question for us today, call us at 651-641-1071.
If you're like me, you try to eat right, but the definition of healthy eating seems like a moving target. Should I eat low carb or low fat? The eggs and butter raise my cholesterol. Is coffee good after all? Don't rely on sound bites and infomercials for something as important as your health. You deserve recommendations based on biochemistry. Nutritional Weight and Wellness is offering FM 107 listeners a complimentary e-newsletter that is chock full of nutrition information and tips. The Weight and Wellness Way newsletter provides sound information and practical strategies from a nutritionist's perspective. Learn a natural approach to healthy eating based on real whole foods you buy at the grocery store. All this and best of all, it's free. To subscribe to this complimentary Weight and Wellness Way e-newsletter, go to weightandwellness.com and enter your email address. Then watch your inbox every month for nutrition news and special offers that will help you look and feel your best. For information on other services at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, call 651-699-3438. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutrition counselor, and nutrition educator. And I'm here with Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist. And we are discussing causes of osteoporosis and prevention measures to take. And often surprising to people, nuts not only contain healthy fats, but they are also a great source of calcium. 1/4 cup of almonds provide 150 milligrams of calcium. Almonds are great bone-building foods.
And they taste good.
And they taste good. For questions today, call 651-641-1071. And we have lots of callers, Dar. So
we do. We're going
let's go and take some calls today here.
Hi, Shannon. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. I'm looking at my calcium supplement.
Yes.
And I'm seeing that it has citrate in it.
Yes.
But it also has a couple other things with it.
Okay.
It's hard to pronounce, hydroxyapatite.
Yes, it's called hydroxyapatite, yes.
Okay. And then aspartate.
I mean, that's a good calcium.
That's a good calcium.
That's a good calcium.
Okay.
And what that means is that it is actually ground up bone from organic animals, and that isn't a live food. And actually, dentists will make jawbones out of that because that isn't a live food, and it'll make your jawbone grow back. From what's in your calcium product. So it's that's a good quality.
Well, interestingly, it's a vegetarian calcium.
Okay.
And it's a calcium magnesium mix, and is that okay?
Oh, sure. You need those other minerals for your calcium to absorb, so magnesium is very important.
Okay, mm-hmm. And what is the dose for calcium per day?
Well, I think a lot of people believe anywhere from 800 to 1,000 to maybe 1,200, but beyond that, it's maybe not safe to go higher than that. And I think it's going back to make sure that you've got the quality.
Okay.
I think more of the leading experts in nutrition, I mean, besides us, you know.
Of course.
You know, all the conferences that we go to, the recommendation is about 800 to 1,000 milligrams, not these high doses. But then again, it's because of the quality.
Okay. That makes sense from what I've heard before. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
So, Wendy, we're just going to keep going here.
Okay, let's do that. I think that's great. So,
hi, Mary. Welcome to the show. You have a question for us, Mary?
Yes. I'm wondering about thyroid medication and whether or not taking that on a regular basis leaches bone.
Oh, yes. Well, now, yes and no. That's why you have to go back and make sure that you have the right dosage all the time.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
If you have too much, it can be detrimental to your bones. So if it's the right dosage, it should be perfect.
Our parathyroid gland regulates calcium.
Uh-huh.
So we have to make sure our thyroid gland is, you know, is supported. And like Dar said, again, you want to make sure we're on the right dosage.
Okay.
So, when you look at your TSH, you know, the TSH scores, they recommend it being 2.5 and under now. But, Wendy, do you remember the bottom number? Is it about like 0.5?
0.5,
yes. Yes. And so you want to stay in that range, and then it's perfect. It should be working well for you.
Okay, so there's no interrelationship, but if it drops below that 0.5, then you are jeopardizing your bone.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Think it's always best, you know, whether you have thyroid or what, to do everything you can to support your bones. Right?
Yes, I agree with you very much.
Yep.
So, okay. So,
do we have more calls?
We do.
Okay.
Hi, Mary. You have a question for us? Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yes, I do. Could you clarify with the calcium, the carbonate versus the citrate? Because about a year ago when I went to the pharmacy and asked them what I should take, the answer was, it really doesn't matter. Some studies will promote one, some studies will promote the other. The carbonate tends to be cheaper, so that's the one that we recommend. And that came from a pharmacist.
Yeah, I know. But it is cheap, and it's like chalk. I mean, basically, that's what it is. And it does not absorb very well. And so
not only does it not absorb well, it prevents the absorption of other vitamins and minerals.
Exactly. So, yes, it does make a difference. And I think if you look at any research that's really good quality research, they would always recommend a calcium that is well absorbed. And so, you know, calcium citrate is well absorbed.
Well, I guess I'm back to the store to buy my citrate today.
Okay, good for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Is it time to take a break again?
Nope, not yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, we had a caller that didn't want to actually talk on the radio, and her question was, is it beneficial to take calcium and magnesium separately? And you do not need to take them separately. I mean, you can very much take them together. I mean, they work together. They're sister minerals, and we usually recommend that you take calcium and magnesium together at bedtime, because that's when, on a half an hour before you go to bed, that's when it's most absorbable. You okay there, Dar? Can you talk?
I don't know.
She's had a little bit of...
So, Wendy, just take us out on break.
Okay, I'll take us out on break. You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. Building healthy bones is much more than taking a calcium supplement. I think all of our things we've been talking about leads to that. Healthy fats create the bone mesh for the minerals to attach to protein, which also builds collagen, which is very important for our bones, another important factor for healthy bones. Questions? We're right here, 651-641-1071.
If you're pre-diabetic, insulin resistant, or diabetic, you know that managing your blood sugar requires careful attention to food choices and eating patterns. At times, it may even feel like a full-time job. Do cravings drive you to poor food choices to boost your blood sugar quickly? Would you like a simple, healthy eating plan? Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped hundreds of clients successfully prevent and manage diabetes. Their clients have reported better fasting blood sugars and A1Cs, along with more energy and greater well-being. Following a balanced eating plan can also help avoid hearing and vision loss, impotence, and kidney failure that can result from high blood sugars. Nutritionists prepare individual food plans and explain what to eat and how frequently to eat to stabilize your blood sugar. Eating the right combination of foods diminishes cravings and increases metabolism, which helps with weight loss. Nutritional Weight and Wellness, 651-699-3438, or visit their website, weightandwellness.com, to learn more about classes or individual consultations. Their offices are located in both St. Paul and Wayzata.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, and I'm here with Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and we are talking about osteoporosis today. And we want to share a bone-building broth recipe. Properly prepared meat stocks are extremely nutritious, containing all the minerals of the bone, the cartilage, and the marrow. So here goes with the recipe. To make bone-building broth, take one whole chicken. It's not hard. Get a whole chicken. Add 4 quarts of filtered water and 2 tablespoons of vinegar.
And the vinegar is the trick, isn't it?
The vinegar is the trick to get the minerals out of the bone. Let that stand for 1/2 hour at room temperature. Add 2 onions, 3 carrots, 4 celery sticks in large pieces, garlic, bay leaves, and seasoning. Bring to a boil, reduce heat, let it simmer for 6 to 24 hours.
And the longer the better, isn't
it? The longer and slower you cook, the better the broth. Adding the vinegar helps to pull the minerals from the bones into the broth. Our mothers and grandmothers knew this, and they always made their stocks this way.
Always. They would never think of going to buy.
No, they wouldn't. And I've done this with beef bones, beef soup bones, and it's just delicious. You don't have to add salt to it and very few spices because it's so tasty.
So if you want this recipe, you know, we give this out in our bone building class. I'm going to get you all to that bone building class some way or another. Or if you want us, we can send it out to you. Just call Hannah at our office today. It is 651-699-3438. And, you know, we'll send it out. And, you know, in our classes, we always talk about food first.
And we have lots of wonderful recipes. And I just have people come back to me all the time saying, you know, that was so good. There wasn't one bad recipe in the bunch.
No,
we've got great recipes, real food, real nutrition.
That we really cooked. And we just
and we all cook. We eat that way.
That's right.
That's what we have in our kitchens. And we have lots of callers again. So here we go.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question about kidney stones?
Yes. My daughter, who's in her mid-20s, has several kidney stones, mm-hmm. and she also drinks a lot of pop.
Well, she has to stop.
Well, I've been trying to get her to stop.
I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, the thing is, Terry, sometimes moms, they can say it over and over and over and over. But, you know, like a nutritionist or a nurse, if they said it, it may have more impact.
Would they say that, though, that there is a connection between her pop drinking and her kidney stones?
Oh, certainly. There's no question about it.
And is she at risk for osteoporosis because of this?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely. So it's really serious. I mean, it really is. Kidney stones are very painful.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You know, it just, yeah, she has to stop. She has to change to water.
Okay.
Her chemistry just cannot handle pop at all, apparently.
Right.
And she's getting the message pretty clear.
And her body's speaking back.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, great.
Well, I mean, just, you know, have her come in and see us, and because we would really set her up right on this. And that's really important at this point in her life.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And
okay.
We have lots of other callers.
So pop down here to, hi, Barb.
Hi.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. My question isn't about osteoporosis, but people ask me all the time what the difference is between a nutritionist and a dietitian.
Okay. Well, I'd be happy to answer that. In the state of Minnesota, to be licensed as a nutritionist, and I happen to be on the
board. She's on the board,
I'm
so
on the
she
board,
knows.
I know
you're
this.
Speaking to the person that knows, because I've worked with both, is that a dietitian is very trained in the medical model and managing calories and managing protein intake for people that have different diseases. Nutritionists are trained to use food to heal.
Mm-hmm. I think that's that's very good. So did we answer those questions for you?
Yes, you did, and I thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Barb.
Okay, we're just
That was a good question.
Yeah, it was. Hi, Mary, you have a question for us today? Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I want to thank you for all your information and sharing with us.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I have a question about the vitamin. If a vitamin have a day expiration day,
yes.
Even if you don't open, it's no good anymore?
Oh, not necessarily. It's going to have more potency if it's used by the expiration date. But honestly, I don't think it's that important for most, especially like a multivitamin or a mineral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the
minerals.
Ones that might be a little more important are things like probiotics that are like bifidobacteria.
That have a certain lifespan.
Yeah, and that would be more important.
Okay. And also, you mentioned about the almond. Is it we eat it raw or cooked?
If it's raw, would be great. Or you could, you know, if it's roasted, mm-hmm. you have to be careful so it's not roasted in cottonseed oil.
Okay.
And or roasted at high temperatures. So that's another one of our lovely recipes, Dar. That's where my mind automatically goes, is we have a lovely crispy nuts recipe that we put in a lot of our classes.
Okay.
Where you buy the nuts raw and you roast them yourself at a low temperature, 150 degrees.
Okay.
To preserve all the wonderful fats that are in those nuts.
Okay. And how much do we take?
You know, most people eat about a half a cup of nuts per day, like, you know, a fourth of a cup in the morning and a fourth of a cup later on in the day.
Even if a cup is not too much?
No, not for most people.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you're trying to lose weight, then you probably don't want to have a whole cup.
But
right?
If you're looking at bones, it would be great to do it that way.
Okay.
I agree.
Oh, so it doesn't matter how much you eat as long as you feel comfortable.
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay. I appreciate for your help.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was a nice call. So, You know what? We're going to take a quick break here, Wendy. You know, you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, people often ask us, what is the best calcium supplement to take? And maybe we've already kind of talked about that. But, you know, first you have to take calcium citrate, never calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate is very difficult to break down and absorb. You know, we, as one of the callers said, it's far less expensive, but it doesn't work. You know, Tums, that's calcium carbonate. And those calcium chocolate chews that everybody, that's calcium carbonate. So,
but they taste so good. They taste like chocolate.
Oh, yes. So when we come back, we're going to share some brands that have been very highly rated, and they really produce results. So we'll be back in a minute.
In my shoes, my toes are busted. My kitchen says my bread is molded. I got a good job at the dollar store. One foot in the hole, one foot.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Many bone-building supplements contain much more than just calcium. Certainly vitamin D is important. Most of the better quality bone-building supplements contain microcrystalline hydroxyapatite, which is actually ground bone from organic animals. It is considered a live food, which helps our bones to regrow because bones are alive.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the medications designed to harden bones actually cause bones to die. A great bone-building supplement is CalAppetite Plus from Metagenics, sold through most healthcare professionals. And that would be great if you have, you know, osteopenia.
Mm-hmm. You know, a bone-building supplement by Orthomolecular called ProBono was designed for people with osteoporosis or osteopenia. ProBono contains all the ingredients that we need for bone-building. And the company actually stands behind it with a guarantee. You know, we have actually seen amazing results with this product. We believe to have healthy bones, all the factors need to be included. A healthy diet, a healthy lifestyle habits, exercise, correct bone building supplements. And interesting, you even need omega-3s for healthy bones. You need it for your heart. You need it for your brain. And there you
are.
And
omega-3s are simply, you know, fish oil.
Fish oil. And so we still have a lot of questions.
Let's see if we can get some before we run out of
Robin,
time here.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question?
Yes. It has to do with iron, and it seems that I'm always low, like about 10%, and I'm taking some iron pills.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure how to continue to increase it to make it above that 12%.
Are you eating meat?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Red meat?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you having some kind of, are you having any intestinal issues?
No.
Okay. So it's not an absorption problem?
No. Not that I'm aware of. I haven't undergone any testing.
Okay. So, you know, it's kind of unusual for that to happen. There has to be a reason. You know, it's either an absorption problem or
Heavy periods.
Something's happening that's causing that. And so if you came in as a client, we would take a look. First of all, we'd have you fill out an extensive health history and bring in any of your medical reports. And then we'd help you figure this out, because just on the air, it's really difficult to see,
right,
you know, what's really going on. And that's what we would do, because we always try to figure out what is causing the problem and then correct it from that cause.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay,
great. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for the question.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. That could be very interesting.
Catherine, we're going to take your call. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm on Fosamax, have been for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have a bone density every other year, it's not improving.
Oh.
So that means I'm willing to not take it. What mm-hmm. is your thought on it?
I think one of the things that I would recommend is for you to come in and get some pro bono.
Okay.
But I would really do, I would really
definitely get off the Fosamax, though.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend either take our class or come in for an individual consultation.
Because
we got to find out why you're having osteoporosis.
Because I do a 45-minute aerobics every day.
Yep.
Take calcium 1200, was recommended by my gynecologist.
And what kind are you taking?
Well, it's a Walgreen, and I don't.
It's carbonate.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
There's a lot we could help you with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What does What did you say?
Cal Appetite Plus.
Uh-huh.
It's a combination. It's a bone building. It's more than calcium. It's got all the other minerals in it, and it's got this microcrystalline hydroxyapatite.
Where can I get that till I get to you?
Well, I mean, most chiropractors in the area carry that. So that would be another place.
Yeah, you'd have to go to a healthcare professional, a chiropractor.
Or, you know, a nutritionist, someone like that.
Okay. And I only get pro bono through you, right?
Yes, I think so. I don't think anyone else in the
city
carries it. No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so now you have class on bone building.
Yes, we do.
I live in Edina, so I should call your office to find out the best location.
Yep, it's 651-699-3438.
Mm-hmm. Right, I have all that information.
Okay.
I'll call that.
Okay,
great, Catherine.
I appreciate your show so much.
Thank you very much.
I will make contact with you.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, lady.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. So, I don't know. I think we're kind of getting toward the end of the show. In fact, we have 1 minute, actually, Wendy.
Okay. One minute.
So I think one of the things that people, when they're thinking about bone building, they've got to make sure that they're eating enough healthy fat.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, these low-fat diets, we have over 50% of the population now, especially women, having bone density problems right now.
And younger and younger.
And younger,
even
and
before menopause. I mean, it used to be thought of as a postmenopausal issue.
So the healthy fats would be?
That would be the food that can fix the problem, not food that causes the problem.
That's right. And those kinds of foods would be like, you know,
olive oil, those nuts we were talking about earlier, olives, butter, cream.
Yes. And so, you know, and you have to avoid the trans fats.
And pop. That's huge.
Yes. So have a great week. Have a happy Easter. We'll see you next week.